and I wonder if this perpetual fear has, perversely, given me an extra appreciation of my life. I savour everything it has been my great fortune to have achieved and to have held on to. And so I would insist that I never take Lana for granted. She is caring, considerate, and loving. She's quick, clever, and funny, and tonight she is so achingly beautiful. Lana's eyes open, and she sees me staring at her. She smiles and closes them again. But the smile remains. The one I always feel is for me, something nobody else is privileged to witness. It is the smile she saves for after we have made love. It changes her face, raising her cheekbones and narrowing her eyes. It makes her appear mischievous and knowing. We are past the lights of the steelworks, and Lana's blurred double is reflected in the cold black window. I realize that I need more photos of her, because I will be desperate for a record when all we have comes to an end. I must admit, I am in a more than usually fatalistic mood, and I know why. When I returned from work, there had been a phone message waiting. The few words I played suggest that the chances of Lana and I remaining together